From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has replaced Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. Mr. Trump wrote on Twitter, "Mike Pompeo, director of the CIA, will become our new Secretary of State. He will do a fantastic job." He also thanked Rex Tillerson for his service. He also noted that Deputy CIA Director Gina Haspel will become the new director of the CIA and the first woman so chosen. He also congratulated all. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said he had been encouraged by the willingness of friends to show support and solidarity following the poisoning of a Russian double agent.
What we've been doing today is, over the last 24 hours, is talking to friends and partners about how we see it, the gravity of the situation. And I've been very impressed by the strength of the support that we've been getting.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has given Russia a midnight deadline to explain how former spy Sergei Skripal, who passed secrets to British intelligence, and his daughter Yulia Skripal were poisoned with a nerve agent developed by the Soviet Union. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Tuesday he believes victory in Afghanistan is still possible, not necessarily on the battlefield, but in facilitating a Taliban reconciliation with the Afghan government.
It's all working to achieve a reconciliation, a political reconciliation, not a military victory. The victory will be a political reconciliation.
He defined victory in Afghanistan as a political settlement between the Taliban and the government and the Afghan military capable of securing its own safety. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump claimed vindication after the House Intelligence Committee concluded Monday that Russia carried out cyber attacks on American political institutions during the 2016 presidential election, but without colluding with his campaign. Democrats said the committee did not conduct a serious investigative process. UN Regional Humanitarian Coordinator for the Syria Crisis, Panos Moumsis, said Tuesday that enough is enough in the ongoing violence in Syria and said there was no justification for attacks on children.
There is no justification for people dying because they cannot get medical care, which is available just a few miles down the road.
Syrian government forces have split eastern Ghouta into three separate rebel-held pockets amid rapid weekend advances, dealing a major setback to the rebels and threatening to exacerbate an already dire humanitarian situation at the doorstep of Damascus. An explosion struck the convoy of the Palestinian prime minister Tuesday as he was making a rare visit to Gaza. Pernell Murdoch has more.
The prime minister's Fatah party called it an assassination attempt. The explosion went off shortly after the convoy entered Gaza through the Erez crossing with Israel. Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah was unharmed and went on to inaugurate a long-awaited sewage plant project in the northern part of the strip. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said the Trump administration is determined to keep up its policy of maximum pressure on North Korea aimed at its denuclearization.
I had the opportunity to talk with the U.N. Security Council representatives today and to communicate our common intention to keep up the campaign of maximum pressure. We all agreed that we're optimistic about this opportunity.
McMaster said the president is optimistic about a diplomatic solution to the North Korean issue. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is calling on North Korea to match its recent rhetoric about giving up its nuclear weapons program with concrete actions. Abe made the call Tuesday during a meeting in Tokyo with Suh-hoon, the head of South Korea's National Intelligence Service. The Japanese prime minister also made clear that he wants to resolve the issue of North Korea's abduction of several Japanese citizens in the 1970s and 80s to train North Korean spies. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile application. You can also find pictures, videos, and stories on our social media. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.